chatted a little bit ago about some food freak flags, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you snort your food like Catherine does, or maybe you don't. Maybe that's just a her thing.
It might be a her thing. I think she's found out it's just a her thing.
Or maybe you're like my daughter and eats the worst thing on her plate first so she gets it out of the way.
Sure.
So if like we're having pizza with a salad, she'll knock the salad out so she can enjoy her pizza without having to worry about the salad part.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to I'll get that out of the way.
And then
really savor the good stuff.
I know. Rebecca said, I refuse to drink water unless it has a straw, even at home. Even alone.
I do prefer straws. Now, I will say this. I do, with some beverages at home, I like the crushed ice. And so I'll sip that and then chomp on some crushed ice. Can't do that with a straw.
Yeah, that's true.
But most of the time, I'm more of a straw person, too.
Oh, good. Hannah said, I eat fries one at a time, smallest to biggest. I order them like I'm ranking them.
Oh, wow.
Check out the smallest one. All right, you're out first.
Yep.
Coming to the big dogs. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, your food freak flags, maybe, or just your freak flag if you want to text in your story or whatever. Gina said, can't believe I'm telling you this, but I...
Oh, gosh.
Gina said, can't believe I'm telling you this, but I taste test dog treats before giving them to my dog.
No, you
yes,
do
quality
not.
Control.
Now, is she talking about, like, the gourmet ones that kind of look like iced cookies? Because I can get those look a little tempting. They do, like the really fancy ones.
Well, the ones that you even get from like a feeder supply, those are edible for humans. Like those little treats, you know?
Yeah, well, but still,
so you could
meant for dogs.
Well, yeah, of course they're meant for dogs.
Now, this is not in the food lane, but Dave says, I practice fake arguments in the shower in case I need to pull that out against my girlfriend.
I think we've all done that. Natalie texted and said, my son really loves to dip tortilla chips into whipped cream. Thought it was really weird at first, but the salty and sweet flavor combo actually isn't that bad. He does
really?
It all the time, and I may even indulge every so often.
Okay, so I was thinking sour cream, but whipped cream
was
unexpected.
Yeah, whipped cream, for sure.
Okay, Joyce says, I peel the breading off chicken nuggets first and eat it separately, and then the nugget.
All right, I've heard of people doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Amy said, my son eats his ramen noodles with his fingers while the rest of them cool. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Tanya said, I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but I name my house plants and apologize to them when I forget to water them.
Sure. I know a lot of people that talk to their plants. In their science, it says that they do better if you talk to your plants.
Yeah, for sure.
Anna. Yep, I save the best bite of my meal for last and panic if someone talks to me during it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Missy, wait, I'm in my zone.
Yeah, Missy says my son eats his sandwiches from top to bottom. What does that mean?
Top to bottom.
Interesting. All right.
I would need to see a demonstration video on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, these are kind of your food freak flags.
Jessica eats mayo in my spaghetti.
Okay.
That is unexpected. Now, I will say this. There is a one-pot spaghetti recipe that we have discovered from Instagram, and it's made with, like, crushed tomatoes and heavy cream. And that's delicious.
Angela said, when I eat anything off of a cracker, the cracker has to be salt side down on my tongue.
Oh.
I will say, Angela, I will just eat anything off of a cracker.
Sure.
Give me anything. I'll put it on a cracker and I'll eat it.
Oh, Whitney says Ritz crackers and peanut butter and pickles.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, yeah, if you want, if you've got any weird sort of food freak flags, you can always text them in 502-795-1997 or send us a voice note too. That helps too. You can hear yourself on the radio on 99.7 DJX.